Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. Wake up!
I am Miss Community Clovia. Welcome to another edition of Community Conversations. Welcome to April. Spring is here. A lot of folks are saluting a lot of people and what they're going through this month. And I don't like what I said. This month, as we kick off spring, is National Autism Awareness Month. And you know, I go to the source for you. She is a mom who's chosen. God has chosen her. I call her the mommy manager. I call her to get lost, pass down at Virginia's General Assembly, Miss Pam Mines. What's up, girl?
Hey, Chloe, what's going on?
And Perry Mines, her wonderful husband,
that's
is joining
right.
us here
doing,
today.
How you doing, Miss Clovia?
Now, we're going to jump right in. A lot have happened in the course of 1 year.
Yes.
Let's start with those persons who are just tuning in. What is autism?
Well, autism spectrum disorder is a neurological disorder that impairs the development of a person's ability to communicate and interact with others. So the short definition of it is basically someone with autism basically has an issue communicating mm-hmm. with you on a social level, as well as their developmental delay may be, you know, a little slower than someone else. So my son, who has autism, is 9 years old, but he kind of functions like someone who is 6 years old. So and it's becoming more and more prevalent, Chloe. I'm telling you, when JP was first diagnosed in 2009, the ratio was like 1 in 110, and just March 27, 2014, the CDC came out with new numbers, and the ratio is 1 in 68 children have autism. So this is, it's become an epidemic. It's an epidemic now. So
no particular cause?
No particular cause. I mean, there are people who say that it's the immunization. Some people say it's environmental. Some people say it's genetic. And everybody has their own belief. I personally believe that it has a lot to do with the immunizations. We definitely saw a difference in JP after he had his MMR shot. But some people think that it's the environment. Some people think that it's genetic. They really have not been able to pinpoint exactly what causes autism.
But those are good factors, genetically and environmental and
yes.
immunization.
Yeah, and people do a lot of testing, you know, genetic testing to find out is it something that is hereditary and things like that. But right now they don't know why, you know, what the cause is of autism, but the numbers are certainly rising. I mean, you know, Webster defines the word epidemic as excessively prevalent. And at this point, this is excessively prevalent. When we first started, I mean, back in the 1980s, it was 1 in 10,000. And now, 2014, we're at 1 in 68. So, you know, a lot more families are affected by it. You're going to run into more people with autism than you'll run into people who don't have autism or are affected by it.
Got a quick question for you. Are there genetic tests?
There are some genetic tests. I'm not exactly sure of what all of them are. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to your doctor and they can send you to a specialist who will be able to let you know what test you can run. I know that it's a very long process to go through and do all the testing on the mom, do all the testing on the dad, do all the testing on the child. And I believe you even have to do testing on the other siblings if there are any. So there are tests you can get done to figure it out. But even if the results come back that there might be some sort of genetic deficiency, it doesn't mean that that's the case in every child who has autism, which makes it difficult to try to figure out exactly what's causing it. And at this point, we're that family that we don't know exactly what caused it, but it's here. So now that it's here, we just kind of attack it head on and do what we have to do for the here and the right now. So.
And you have a daughter, an older daughter, Michelle.
Yes, we have Michelle.
Yep. The dancer.
The dancer.
The singer.
Yes. And she is, she's typically developed, does not have any signs of any kind of special need. And, you know, we got all of her shots on time. She's the oldest. So we didn't have any concerns because we got all of her shots and there was no issue. So when we had JP and it was time to get shots, we did the same thing we did with Michelle, and we got all of his shots. It's just that after that MMR shot, we saw a significant difference in eye contact. He used to babble, and then the babbling stopped. He wasn't walking. He wasn't answering to his name. We actually thought there was a problem with his hearing. Right. So after that MMR shot, we saw a change. But again, there's nothing proven. It's only this is what mom and dad saw. So someone else might have given their child a shot, and their child is fine, but they see something different in a state that they moved or the environment around them. So, yeah, our daughter, Michelle, has no genetic issues, has no special needs or anything. So,
and I like the wording that you use. I have a child who has autism.
Exactly.
And we were talking about the word usage.
Right.
That child is autistic. We do not use that word.
Exactly. And the reason why is because you don't want to define a person by what their different ability is. You don't want to simply say that I have a son who's autistic, because basically what you're saying is that all he is autistic.
He's nothing else.
He's nothing else. He just has autism. So when you say a child with autism, then what you're saying is that he is a child with autism. And we kind of say, you know, autism is part of him, not all of him. He still has a lot of typical child behaviors. He likes to run like a typical boy. He likes to jump. You know, he's starting to pretend a little more and things like that. So autism is only a part of him. It's not all of him. But when you say that a person is autistic, then what you're saying is that that's all they are. Just like if you have someone who is hearing impaired, you don't say that the
deaf and dumb anymore.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you don't say, I have a friend who is deaf. You say, I know, you know, I have a friend of mine who is hearing impaired, because it's a friend who is hearing impaired, but not a friend who is deaf. That's not all they are. I mean, Mozart was deaf, if I'm right, you know, and he wrote all kinds of music. Yeah. So it's not all that they are. So that's why you say a child with, a person with, an adult with, an individual with, and then you state what it is versus categorizing it as one.
That mom is on a mission. She is smart. And when we talk about, and I'm learning a lot from you throughout the course of the years about autism spectrum disorder. You also, you're also mindful of when you talk about your child. We don't use Michelle as the normal child.
Exactly.
You say the typical.
Exactly.
That's something we want to share with our community. We don't want to separate our children. If we have children, Johnny has autism. And Michelle is a typical child.
Exactly.
So that is the word usage.
Right. We say typically developed because there's a typical range on which you expect a child to walk and to talk and start make-believe and babbling and things like that. So you say typically developed. Michelle's a typically developed 11-year-old because she is basically hitting the developmental milestones that are appropriate for her age. So she's typically developed. We don't say she's normal or she's regular, because there is no normal or regular. I mean, for us, having a child with autism and having a child who doesn't have autism is our normal. That's our regular. So you don't want to say, well, when did you realize that, you know, your child wasn't normal or that your child wasn't regular? Yeah. It's kind of, you know, people don't mean to be offensive.
They just don't know.
They just don't know. But it could be looked at as offensive, because to me, you know, our world, our regular and our norm is autism. That's just what we've known our whole life. So for us, it is normal. So for Michelle, she's a typically developed, you know, 11-year-old. And then, of course, we have Sydney now that we got, you know, a few years back. That's my little cousin.
I love Sydney.
Yes. And she has special needs as well. Her special need is different from JP's, but she is our other child that has special needs. So I would say JP has autism. Sydney has ADHD and neurofibromatosis, which we'll talk about at another time because that's long. And then we have Michelle, who's typically developed. So, yeah, I think that's very important to share with the community. Make sure we don't label our children by what their deficiency is.
That is some good stuff. God Chose Me. We're going to talk about your book. You're the author of this book. And we're also going to talk about Light It Up Blue for April.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, and let's talk about the music that is playing under us right now.
Yes, is God Chose Me, written by Will Stewart. He is a wonderful songwriter who was inspired by his son who has autism, who's actually JP's best friend, Christopher. And, you know, he's a songwriter, and I always put on my Facebook page and everywhere, I always say, I'm so glad God chose me, because we are glad that God chose us for this assignment. And Will took those words and wrote a beautiful song that you're hearing in the background. And I'm telling you, every time I hear it, it makes me cry, because it depicts exactly how I feel. You can get it from Google, you can get it from iTunes, and it's 99 cents. And actually, some of the proceeds of the money that you spend, the 99 cents, will go to the JP Jumpers Foundation, which we'll talk about later, but that also will go to help autism. So enjoy this song. I mean, you hear the words and I just say, get tissues. It's beautifully written. Yeah. It's beautifully sung. I mean, Will did a great job.
That's right. We're going to talk about JP's Law when we come back.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Light It Up Blue for April.
That's right.
And yeah, that's some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff.
This is Community Conversations. Really?
Look.